At 844 pages, the bipartisan immigration reform bill in the Senate is one of those whoppers that's easy to decry on the campaign trail. You won't be seeing anything like that coming out of the House if Chairman Goodlatte has anything to say about it. He wants his Judiciary Committee to examine immigration one subsection at a time. He says speed isn't his concern.
It is not whether you do it fast or slow. It is that you get it right that's most important.
Northern Virginia Democrat Jim Moran says Goodlatte and other Republican leaders are employing a tactic similar to what was used to kill gun control.
Just as time was on the side of the NRA, time is on the side of people who don't want immigration reform.
Goodlatte counters that his members just need time.
This process can be long, but it allows every representative and senator to have their constituents' voices heard. And by taking a fine-tooth comb through each of the individual issues within the larger immigration debate, it will help us get a better bill.
The immigration reform proposal in the U.S. Senate has garnered the most attention of late, but getting a bill through the House may be more difficult, in part because of the debate over what to do with the estimated 11 million undocumented workers already in the U.S. Many Democrats say they can't support the bill if it doesn't include a special path to citizenship, which Goodlatte opposes.
I prefer not to see a special pathway to citizenship, but a status were to give them some kind of legal status is certainly something that we should consider.
Even a moderate Republican like Virginia Scott Ridgel says he hasn't been convinced yet.
It's just difficult for me to reconcile the idea of someone who did come here illegally and not through the proper channels. We are very welcoming and inviting country. We have a great track record with this, I think stronger than any country in the world by far. But to lead to citizenship and voting is something I'm really working through.
And while Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman says it's time to pass immigration reform, he says he's still got a lot of unanswered questions.
The key is always going to be in the details. You know, what's the definition of border security? How do you go through a process of assimilation that looks at being fair and thoughtful to the folks that have pursued the process the way they're supposed to? What do we do with the aspect of folks that, you know, have overstayed their visa or are here illegally?
Even with all the questions swirling, time is running out. Lawmakers have already burned through about half of this legislative year. And next year, House members have to face voters again, which Goodlatte says he's aware of.
Election years are more difficult than non-election years, but I'll also say that it is far more important that we get this right this time. The American people expect the Congress to get it right, than that we live by any particular timetable.
With so many Latino voters supporting President Obama and Democrats in the 2012 election, Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says Goodlatte and other Republican leaders are playing with fire.
If the Republican leadership here in the House wants to slow down comprehensive immigration reform momentum, I think they are doing it at their own political peril.
With so many House Republicans still wrestling with the nuances of immigration reform, it seems like there's agreement on only one thing in the lower chamber. There's not going to be a speedy resolution anytime soon. I'm Matt Laszlo.